This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drought shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
All right, TMB, RSB together again to go OTB with Super D. It sounds like a great sporting event, doesn't it?
It does. I love all the runs, man. How you doing, RSB? How you doing, Super D?
Doing well, my friend, and I'm really looking forward to seeing you and the fam up in Detroit area with Stephanie and Josh, who are hosting the second now annual Cancer Prevention Convention.
That might be this weekend, correct?
Yes, I know, mistaken. I know. It's creeping up on us, man.
Good, you
know,
good. Glad to hear it. Looking forward to seeing you there, good buddy.
This is going to be like our warm-up for the Truth About Cancer Live 2017 in Orlando, you know. We got to get our sea legs back ready for it because then these events get bigger and bigger.
Oh, man, they are. And I'm going to be, Charlene and I will both be relying on you to take up the slack in any way possible. If we're tired, you're going to be taking our place there, good buddy.
So is this the year we get to wear our cut-off tuxedo shirts and stuff?
Yeah, well, you know what? You can wear anything you want. You're going to be such a big part of the event and helping us. You're going to be our Coco MC that you get to wear whatever you want to the event. So if you want to wear, if you want to cut off your sleeves, you do it.
Coco MC, that means I get Coco with every MC introduction. I like that.
You get Cocoa Pebbles for breakfast.
No. You know what? The only cocoa chocolate stuff I'm doing is the organic bone broth. That stuff's awesome. So
I just got bone broth about an hour ago. I'm loving it.
So maybe we can do that every morning, you know, to get us fired up and get us ready for the day there. That'll
maybe so, man. I'm glad to do it.
Shake it up. Well, we're talking sporting events. We're sporting kind of guys. So let's open with a sports story right now. Well, ESPN coverage of college sports, granted it's not Monday Night Football technically, but that's the theme I had access to, getting more and more bizarre. ESPN, somewhere the P stands for politically correct for that network, TMB, because there's a University of Virginia football game coming up, and you know, of course ESPN covers a lot of college games, and they assign their different play-by-play announcers. One of the guys is an American who happens to be named, well, he's of Asian descent, and maybe this plays into it or not, I'm not sure, but his name is Robert Lee. And they decided, because of what happened in Charlottesville, we can't have a play-by-play announcer by the name of Robert Lee host that thing. We'll put him somewhere else, because it could be offensive to some sports fans.
Oh, my goodness. Robert, I mean, I don't even know where to start on how insane this is. On how disgusting it is that this is a true story. They don't want to let the guy announce the football game because he has the same name as the Confederate general who just had the statues pulled down, right? That's absurd. I mean, we've taken political correctness to the next level. I mean, we are completely lobotomized now with political correctness.
Here's a message for ESPN and their political correctness.
Game over, man. It's game over. What are we going to do?
Stop watching ESPN. This is ridiculous. Okay, the guy's named Robert Lee. Not Robert E. Lee. Robert Lee. Okay, and he's an American of Asian descent. Looks nothing like the Southern Confederate General Robert E. Lee. I don't know. If we have become so hypersensitized and snowflaked out that we can't have an announcer who has the same first and last name of a general that we knew about in history who fought for the Confederacy, I don't know that we're going to make it through the next election cycle. I mean, this is just like the wussification of America is complete.
It's absurd. And it's like saying, hey, you know what? You can't travel to Memphis, Tennessee to visit because I had a bad experience in Memphis, Egypt. I mean, they have nothing to do with each other.
But yeah, I got Montezuma's revenge in Memphis, Egypt. You can't talk about Memphis. Bad memories. Wow.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, the political correctness has gone insane. I mean, it's like saying, hey, because I live in Beverly Hills, Texas, I'm a movie star that lives in Beverly Hills, California. That's absurd. This, whatever. The guy's named Robert Lee, and you're not going to let him announce because he has the same name as a Confederate general. ESPN, you know what? You can just go stick it for all I'm concerned.
Yeah. Game over, man. You know, I think about how, again, the wussification of America. Now, granted, the folks that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show and follow the truth about cancer, definitely not wussies. The people who have engaged in recovering from cancer via means outside of the established order of the chemotherapeutic universe, definitely not wussies. Tough people, loving people, and they're seeing through this kind of garbage. And it's like, you know, sports for me, you could say it's an escape, it's a form of entertainment. I like to think of it as, you know, excellence, the potential to watch excellence in action. And I can appreciate that. Now, you know, for me, it's not religion. If I miss a game, it's okay, no big deal. But, you know, you can enjoy that. But they have to politicize everything now. And granted, you know, okay, we could be offended by so many things at any moment of any time. But you don't have the right to not be offended in life. That's not a right from God. In fact, life can be an offensive engagement because there's a lot of nasty things that happen while we're alive. People do horrible things. In fact, what is more offensive than anything really that you can think of right now, especially as opposed to, you know, Robert Lee hosting a play-by-play at University of Virginia, how about Merck's CEO resigning from an economic policy council because he was outraged by Trump not saying something he wanted him to say or saying it too slow or too fast, who knows? And yet Merck is responsible for how many deaths and injuries to children, including African-American children, and this man, who's the CEO of Merck, happens to be African-American. That, to me, is more offensive by a million miles.
It is. It's exponentially more offensive, the number of people that are being killed by pharmaceutical drugs. But, you know, look, there's this selective outrage today. People are not intellectually honest anymore. They're outraged over certain things that the other side does that they would never be outraged if their side did, right? I guarantee you if the left had a candidate running for office that was named Robert Lee, but he was a dude that was full of spunk and had the entire left on board to go bring him into the White House, they would have no problem with his name at this point. I mean, it's very selective. You know what I'd like to do, Robert?
What?
Speaking of Lee and Lee, I'd like to talk to these people that at ESPN that have a problem with and see what kind of homophones we could fool them with, because they're clearly not all that intelligent.
Oh no, you just offended all the homophones out there.
I'm not homophone-a-phobic, that's for sure. So, I mean, my favorite homophones, let me just give you six of my favorites, and you can tell me yours. But I love beat and beat, tail and tail, meat and meat, nose and nose, weight and weight, and whale and whale.
You know what? I can't keep up with that level of linguistic capacity, so I'm going to pass on that. But, yeah, listen, that's patently offensive to people who are not English teachers, per se. So, you know, if we look at, you know, this issue, and I'm going to roll it into another story here. Natural News has an interesting headline. Bizarre study finds that Asian Americans who have more than one chin are perceived as more American because they're fitting in with the fat culture, the culture of obesity we have here. Now, who was it that did politically incorrect, offensive jokes about you have more chins than a Chinese phone book, right? And this relates to that because it isn't until an Asian American becomes overweight that they're now considered American. According to this article,
that's shameful. I mean, it's shameful not on the Asians; it's shameful on us. it's shameful on our culture that we are perceived as the fat boys and the fat girls and the obese people. We're the fattest nation in the earth. And that people to fit in with Americans have to be fat. I mean, that's really a shame on the overall health of, or lack of health from the United States right now.
And by the way, this guy, Robert Lee, I was just looking at his picture. I just noticed it in the article. We have it linked up in the show notes, folks, at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. And you'll see this. And there are people tweeting about it. There's a picture of this guy, Robert Lee. And he doesn't look anything like Robert E. Lee. He looks like an Asian American with spiky hair who happens to have more than one chin. So he is overweight. So he's probably considered more American than some of his Asian American brethren who are not overweight like typical Americans. And this is another observation I've made over the years. And I've been outspoken about this when it's appropriate, talking about skin conditions, acne, finding people who live in Asia, come to America, immigrate, and begin to eat American-style fast food. And that beautiful porcelain skin gets corrupted with acne of all kinds. And, of course, the weight is being put on. Not because it's in their genes, right? This is not a genetic expression of acne. It's because they're eating toxic American food with genetically engineered ingredients and pesticides. And, again, that should be offensive to people.
It should be offensive to people. And you know, the thing that's amazing to me is how patently obvious it is that we are unhealthy and overweight because of the food that we're eating, or it's not really even food. But it's so obvious if you're looking up on this with you know, unbiased spectacles, that's what's causing this epidemic of ill health in the United States.
You said spectacles. I'm offended. I wear spectacles.
You look good in spectacles. If I wore spectacles, I would be a spectacle myself.
You are a spectacle, my friend, but it's a sight for sore eyes. We're going to see you in Detroit, Groseal, the event coming up, Cancer Prevention Convention this weekend in Detroit. And, of course, the big one. Whoa, this is just the warm-up, but it's going to be great. But the Truth About Cancer 2017, Orlando, Florida. Are there any tickets left?
Yeah, there are. There are tickets left. So if people are interested in going, I'd go ahead and get them. We will sell out. There's no doubt that we'll sell out. But there's still some tickets left.
Beautiful. Well, I'm glad of that because I like the stragglers here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. They haven't made up their minds to come to Orlando. You got to do it. It's a life-changing event. You'll get to interact with some of your heroes. I'm going to interact with some of my heroes, too. So I'm really excited to be back here together again for that event. And any other time we can get together, it's always, always a blessing and a little bit of a party, too. And we often offend one another with kindness.
And vitamin L, right? We offend each other with kindness and vitamin L. And just so you know, if ESPN's listening, the spectacle that we just used twice in the same sentence was two different meanings.
Oh, my gosh. Is that another homophone? You homophone, you. All right. We love doing this together. Hope you do, too. Enjoy it. We got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, including, pesticide spraying for Zika. Oh, what a disaster that is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
And giving them a swift kick in the aspirin. I said the aspirin. You heard that right. When they need it, when they deserve it. And, of course, TMB, he's the bigger guy, so I let him go first. I hide behind him, and we're all good. Just like the eclipse that just happened. I got behind Ty Bollinger, and the sun was blocked out.
Is that, are you trying to make a nice fat joke?
I'm making big jokes. Big
okay,
and tall
got it.
Jokes.
Okay, cool. No, man, you know, since you mentioned the eclipse, Robert, we had that full eclipse on Monday, and where we are in Nashville was literally right in the dead center of that, I guess it's about a 70-mile trek across the United States to get the full eclipse, starting in Oregon and going all the way down to South Carolina.
So you like got like 2.5 minutes or so of the total eclipse?
We did. We got almost 3 minutes of total eclipse, and it was the wildest thing because we had on the, you know, Bryce had ordered these special glasses that you have to use
right.
to protect your eyes, and so we all had a pair of those. We're laying out at the, in, we were actually laying in the, I was floating in the pool while I watched it, which was really fun. And, we turned the lights on in our pool so it's to see how dark it really got, to see what the contrast was. Mm-hmm. And so the sun went, you know, the moon went between us and the sun, and watching through the glasses, even at about 1/100th of the sun still showing, just barely a glimpse, if you were looking through the naked eye, mm-hmm. you still had full daylight. The only thing you noticed, it was kind of dim.
Yeah.
But it was still full light, but it wasn't near as bright, and it was cool. You could tell it was noticeably cooler. But as soon as that thing went behind the moon, literally, boom, darkness fell over the whole land. The pool lights lit up, and we were literally in total darkness for almost 3 minutes. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, did you guys do any video of it or just still shots?
I took a video of it. But the thing is that in video, the way that the apertures are set now is that you can film in almost pitch darkness and you can't tell it.
Right.
So,
right.
my phone, or my, I took it on my phone, and I don't know enough about the video function on the phone to change the aperture. So you can tell it gets a little bit dark, but it's not the same as being there. No.
Well, dude, that's awesome. I'm so glad the kids were there to experience it as well. And like I said, it was a cool experience where we only got about 85%, and it dimmed a little bit. And there was some animal behavior switches, you know, because we got lots of wildlife around, crickets and birds, and I could tell there was stuff going on, and they noticed it. But it wasn't you had the front row seat, so I'm really, really thrilled to hear about that. Now,
it was great.
In terms of brightness, an herb, a spice, turmeric, in the news, and unfortunately mainstream media is not covering it as well as they should, but a big surprise there. Great national news article, mainstream media, though, is finally starting to ask why turmeric isn't being promoted as a safe, affordable treatment for cancer. Now, you know, I'm doing this every day, right? The Magi complex, which has the gold, which is the turmeric, the frankincense and myrrh. And, you know, as a supplement, it can't make those claims, but the reality is the science is supportive of turmeric's impact on a lot of healthful recoveries, shall we say.
Well, it is, and that's because of the way that curcumin or turmeric, whatever you want to call it, the way that it affects the inflammatory system of the body, the way that it promotes a healthy inflammatory level. Mm-hmm. And it's because of that. I mean, you look at chronic inflammation, that's the precursor of almost all the diseases out there, 99% of all diseases. And so if you can help to have your body back into states of healthy inflammatory levels, you notice I'm saying this with a different tone, but that's all you can say about it, yeah. because we have a product called Magi Complex that has it in it. So
yes.
Anyway, you can't say anything about it having an effect on the C word, but you can say that it definitely helps with healthy inflammatory levels. Mm-hmm. So why is it not being promoted as a cancer cure? We all know that, don't we?
Yeah, well, that's the thing we've been covering for a long time, and that's why I also want you to look into the science. There's a page that, Ty, you guys set up. It's awesome, rsbreports.com. You can go right there, click on the link in the show notes or however you want to get there, and you can download the free report, learn about it, and you're probably going to want to get some. And that's why we're taking it every day, the Magi Complex here. And those of you watching on YouTube, you can sort of see it. I'm holding it up, hopefully not too fast, but there you go, rsbreports.com. And this year, at this event, The Truth About Cancer Live, it's not only going to be for humans, but we're going to be talking about pet cancer as well.
We are, and I'm actually finishing up. That's what I'm working on right now is our next documentary. It's actually not going to be a docuseries, but it is a documentary that we're going to release in October, and it's on pet cancer. So really excited to get this information out to the world as well, because pets are dying too.
Mm-hmm. Well, The Truth About Cancer Live, and that's 2017. It's going to be in Orlando, the 5th, 6th, and 7th of October. 3 days of power-packed talks, lectures, interactions with the folks that are really bringing the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you. And that includes helping your pets, your animal friends. We got those listening. I don't know. We got the babies listening. We have pictures, evidence of that, too. So we love that. And we're going to continue healing when we come back from this break.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4 Imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, man. I'm having so much fun here, I can't contain myself, TMB. And we're going to have so much fun together. It's going to be awesome when we're all the families together again. And Cancer Prevention Convention coming up this weekend. Also, I'll be at the Florida Chiropractic Association this week before heading up there. And then we've got the Truth About Cancer Live 2017 in Orlando. By the way, those of you watching on video, I'm pointing to Unlock the Power to Heal. That's the book that TMB and RSB got together and put out. And it's even got pictures of Super D in there. So it's just comprehensive.
I like it because it has pictures.
I like the pictures. Makes it easy.
I like the pictures.
I'm talking with a friend of a friend, who's a friend of ours too, Benny from the Joy Camp. He's like a comedy troupe. They do a lot of funny things out of L.A., and they were friends with Liam, and, they follow all the stuff we're doing, too. And he's got Unlock the Power to Heal, and he's been following it to a T, and he's, like, been blown away. And I'm getting more calls like this, Ty, where that humble little book, it's not humongous, but it's so to the point. And people are going, man, I can actually access this information, put it to the test, and right away I'm seeing benefit. So, I don't know what more to say, but I'm grateful that it's being received so well after a few years it's been out there. And, man, keep it going. Keep spreading the word.
Love it. Love it. Man, that's encouraging.
Yeah. Also, of course, The Truth About Cancer, Ty Bollinger's book, that is the one that started it all, of course, precedes that by a lot of years, and that's Cancer Step Outside the Box. And all of y'all that are new to the program, if you haven't, you've got a lot of catching up to do if you're not up to date on that. Now, this is a media outlet right here on this show where we get to cover the news in a way that they couldn't ever cover it because of the pharmaceutical conflicts of interest, government conflicts of interest, etc. And we call the Zika scare a scam right from the word go.
Yep.
Now there's a report here, and there's another Natural News article I want to reference. It's headlines, pesticides sprayed on U.S. cities to fight Zika found to harm motor coordination and neuromuscular systems in children.
Yeah. Are we surprised? I mean, I'm not.
No.
We see this Zika virus, this big scare, so that it can be a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, people are going to get sick because of the pesticides they're spraying to kill these mosquitoes that allegedly carry the Zika virus, which is allegedly causing all of this microcephaly. It's a big scam, but it's like Mike Adams said in The Truth About Cancer, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy where, you know, the very treatments that they're using to treat cancer, you know, quote, treat it, cause it.
Right.
And the very thing that they're using to prevent the Zika or to treat the Zika is actually causing the symptoms that they're saying that they're trying to prevent. It's the Hegelian dialectic almost when you take it to the health realm.
Totally. Absolutely. And this Nalid pesticide is known to have neurological impact of a negative variety. And as we go back to the origin of the Zika scare in South America, the reports of the dumping of larvicides into the water supply for a number of months to a year prior to the manifestation of children with the microcephaly. And so they haven't duplicated the microcephaly outbreak even with the expansion of the so-called Zika through mosquitoes. It hasn't happened. It's because Zika is not the cause of microcephaly. Toxic proficiencies, which is not the right way to say it, but you have the displacement of minerals, you have selenium deficiency, because one of the peer-reviewed literature articles I referenced talked about the fact that in order for a virus to do anything to you at all, you have to have selenium deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that doesn't make for a good vaccine.
No, and you know, since you mentioned vaccine, it's interesting that we have seen a large rise in microcephaly in the vaccinated population down there that received the DPT. And I think this was in Brazil, if I remember
yes.
correctly.
Yes.
But we saw that the vaccinated for DPT were at a huge risk of microcephaly. As a matter of fact, now the studies are showing that is a known side effect of the vaccine is microcephaly. So what if it wasn't the Zika virus being carried by the mosquitoes after all? What if it was actually the DPT that was causing the microcephaly and not the Zika virus? It's just a question, right?
Mm-hmm.
We should be able to question and think logically about it. But if you even suggest that, you're an anti-vax conspiracy theorist.
Well, you're actually rational and your powers of cognition are fully intact. In the article, it quotes the mainstream media saying Zika is a very serious public health threat. Well, no, the phony fear of Zika is a public health threat because it will soften the public to accept experimental drugs, vaccines, pesticides being sprayed or injected into them. That is it. The fear-based driving of the acceptance of things that are actually causing the disease, the danger, the neurological deficit, and the birth defects.
Yep. I mean, it's just another way that we've been, you know, totally hoodwinked is on this Zika virus. The way that we have been for cancer treatments and the way that we have been for with AIDS and the way, I mean, we could just continue to go through a lot of the topics and the monumental myths or official stories.
Yeah.
And we could go over all the things we've been lied about. So should it really surprise anyone listening that we've been lied about this as well? I mean, in light of the fact that we've got a government that has a long, sordid history of lying to its population and just about everything.
Indeed. And, of course, the opioid addiction, again, government-sanctioned addiction, government-approved addiction, approved by the FDA. Even as the federal government says, oh, my gosh, this is a problem, how many of them are embracing and promoting the use of cannabis, of hemp, of CBD, of the kratom we talked about last hour? And it's gotten so bad. Here's another horrific story, Ty. Big Pharma rampage. Man murders doctor who refused to prescribe opioids to his wife.
Oh, I believe it, man. I mean, the opioid addiction has gotten out of control. Opioids are the number one abused drug in the United States. They're prescription, too. It's not a black market drug. They're prescription. So, of course, because they're being abused, they're cracking down a lot on these on the people that can get a prescription for the opioids. And, right. You know, I've seen exposés on places down in Florida that people used to be able to go down and bring back thousands of pills of OxyContin or oxycodone or hydrocodone or whatever the opioid is. So they're very, very addictive. But, I mean, this is a really sad story, right? The guy, doctor won't prescribe them to his wife, probably because the doctors are being so heavily scrutinized now. It was Dr. Irvin Sani that told me down in San Antonio, at least, they're having to check their patients for drugs before they can re-prescribe the opioids, and they're checking to make sure they actually have the opioids in their urine. Because they're such a heavily black marketed drug, right, that a lot of people were getting prescriptions and then selling them on the black market, but they wouldn't have them in their urine because they didn't take them, and then they wouldn't give them another prescription. So it's really crazy the way that these opioids are being abused. But man killed the doctor who wouldn't prescribe them to his wife.
Yeah, again, the government created this in conjunction with the pharmaceutical companies who lied about the study saying it was safe and non-addictive. We've covered that before as well. And so now we're between the proverbial rock and a hard place, because the things that are most beneficial in bringing people off of the addiction are the things that are vilified by the federal government, including the attempts to ban kratom, which we talked about last hour, and the continued refusal to take cannabis at the federal level off of the Schedule I status by DEA. It's absurd.
I know.
We're not waiting around for it, but it's still, how many people are dying of addiction because of this?
Exactly. And, you know, one of the main reasons that people get on opioids is because they're in pain, and then they get hooked on them. And it's a great feeling, apparently, to the people that like them. I've taken them a few times, and I never ever like the opioids personally. I think it's just they never made me feel good, but people get hooked on them. But why not, instead of giving them opioids for their pain, give them CBD, give them cannabis, and they'll never be hooked on anything at that point. It'll be actually healthy for them. But we can't have that. We have to, you know, let's prescribe these opioids to them, because that way the government can get their hand in the pie and we can regulate it, because with regulation comes taxation and so forth. So I'm hoping that eventually that cannabis is made legal, and it'll be heavily regulated and taxed, but that would sure be a better position than we are in right now.
Well, you talk about the concept of the law-abiding American. I'm pretty certain that maybe 50-60% or more of Americans, particularly in states where it's not legal, are violating not the law but the regulation.
Yeah.
Because and as I've said this story before, one of my friends who suffered a stroke about 5 or 6 years ago now, he's not a guy that ever did drugs. Right. He's just not that kind of, you know, illicit street drugs. Right. He's not even into big pharma. But in the rehab process, dealing with pain and some other neurological issues, nothing was helping him. The meds were not helping him. And so three different law enforcement people, a sheriff and two different cops, told him, you need to be using cannabis. And that's in a state where it's not even technically legal, or at the time it wasn't. So, you know, it's so ridiculous that even law enforcement are saying, you know what? You need to be using this, even before the states have legalized it, and they're turning away. So it's so far beyond ridiculous that the federal government is not caught on to this, although maybe they're caught up and trapped in the United Nations Treaty Against Narcotics Trafficking, where they list cannabis as one of those prohibited substances. And because of that, the United States government is a treaty or a party to that treaty. And for that reason, which they're not telling the public, I've covered that here on the show, they're not telling the public, honestly, why they won't reschedule it.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that go into that. It's not just the fact that they're completely inconsistent in their logic. There's a lot of other factors that are playing into that decision. But regardless, it should be available as medicine, right? We all agree that. I mean, most of the people that are listening, I'm thinking, are probably on board that this should be available as medicine for people, especially people with cancer, people that are sick with epilepsy. I mean, the effects that cannabis has on cancer, it's probably the most documented herb that I am aware of, even over turmeric, when it comes to being beneficial for cancer. It should be legal for people that have cancer and other ailments that want to use it. I personally think it should be available recreationally because it's not the government's job to regulate a plant, but that's just me personally. But it should certainly be available for anybody that's in chronic pain or is chronic inflammation or has cancer or epilepsy or even Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. All these diseases can be greatly benefited by cannabis. It should be legal for them without a doubt.
To make the distinction, it is already lawful, which is different than legal. Legal is a regulatory term in terms of artificial creations of commercial states. But it is lawful. By God, it is lawful. But by government, it is illegal in some ways. But there's a distinction, there's a difference, and we'll point it out here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, especially when we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger. And we got a lot more healing to go, one more segment to do it in, and then we're all going to be heading up to Detroit. I hope you all are, too, if you aren't already there, to see Ty Bollinger and family, Doc Newsom, the Doc of Detox, and so many more folks, Tony Jimenez, at the Cancer Prevention Convention, then The Truth About Cancer Live 2017 in Orlando in October. Stick with us. Lots more healing to go.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, this segment is on Super Don because we covered all the stories he sent to us, and he loves Van Halen. So I can't think of a better guy to say, Super Don, it's your show now. What do you want to talk about?
I thought you said you were going to talk about snakes.
We were talking about snakes to our YouTube crowd.
Oh.
Well, actually, right.
Talking about snakes, though, I was going to... There was when I was a kid, we lived outside of Dallas, and I remember we had a little pond out back. Mm-hmm. And, hey, I hear a dog. We had a pond out back, and there was this wood crate that was laying on the edge of the pond, right at the edge of the pond, kind of up on the bank. And mm-hmm. I went to pick it up, and my dad said, hold on. You don't want to do that. There might be a snake under there. So I backed off. Dad lifted up really slowly, and there was a coiled-up cottonmouth. Ooh. Right there underneath, and he was always carrying a gun at that time, so he pulled out his gun and shot its head off. But wow, I came pretty close as a kid.
You got to be a good marksman to shoot a snake because they're skinny little things, and you got a handgun. You can't be off by a little. It's not like they have a big body mass to hit.
Dad used to carry a gun for his job. He was a criminal investigator for the IRS, and then he was a criminal investigator for the U.S. Forest Service. So he always carried a gun.
Wow, so he knew how to use it too. Now, obviously, I'm not into, you know, like when I mentioned this, I caught a copperhead on my property back in Stone Mountain years ago. I didn't kill it. I was able to trap it. I picked it up not with my hands, but got it safely into a garbage bin, and then I called a herpetologist to pick it up, take it off the property. It was about to have babies, so I those things are pretty nasty and aggressive. But the black snake is a black racer that we have, and I love those because they'll take care of a lot of other snakes too. Non-venomous. So you got to know the difference between them. But yeah, if you're going to have like, that's why I had to remove because our son was just born at that time and you just don't know with kids, they're going to stumble upon it. I almost stumbled on it. So I'd rather have them removed.
Yeah, no, I agree. And then let's just say we had our snake removed as well. We removed his head, that is.
His head, yeah.
And then after that, we had some really good chicken fried, cottonmouth that night for dinner.
Well, Andrew Zimmern, Bizarre Foods, would definitely agree with you that if you don't waste the snake, I mean, I don't know if they taste like chicken or not, but...
It tasted like chewy chicken.
Okay, all right. Well, Super Don, did you have any snake stories where you are?
No, I'm all out of snake stories. I don't. Ooh. I just have not had any experience with snakes up here.
Well, oh, you know, go ahead. You probably will sometime, but where you used to live up in the Northwest, or yeah, the Pacific Northwest, didn't have many snakes, did it?
Yeah, you'd find diamondbacks up there.
Wow. Yeah, you were absolutely. In the high desert there. You had some desert out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I guess I was just wrongfully equating the fact when we lived in Montana, one of the things I loved about it was there's no snakes up there. No snakes in Montana.
Gotcha. Oh, you know what? The snake venoms are some of the best homeopathic remedies, particularly for vipera, that can be used for blood issues, right?
Yep.
And so a lot of poisoning issues the snake venoms are good for. You were asking me about mononucleosis. I was teasing you about it because you were asking me on the last hour.
Yeah.
And, you know, it wasn't you that had it. But, again, this is often considered a viral associated with the Epstein-Barr virus, the mononucleosis scenario. So I mentioned the use of silver hydrosol. We can modulate immunity with beta-1-3-D glucan, of course. There are a lot of things that can do that. But homeopathically, you know, I look at the exhaustion and the fatigue. So, you know, that's going to trigger my direction in terms of prescribing remedies to kind of counteract some of that. Of course, we want to modulate immunity with homeopathy, and then we're going to detox the liver. The liver is always key. And, you know, now that we have these new tools, I'm thinking the detox support you've got from organics is also going to help. But the idea here, our arsenicum is often a remedy that we use for energy in the adrenals if they've been shot. You can actually, not like the head of the snake shot off, but the adrenals are shot. You get the image. Arsenicum is a good remedy here. But there's more to it. And sometimes we can actually use the Epstein-Barr virus nozode. And, of course, in episode 7, I believe it's episode 7 of The Truth About Vaccines, we talk about nozodes and homeoprophylaxis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we certainly did. You were a big part of that. You're a big part of all of the footage that was in there, actually, because I couldn't make it to Tampa, if you remember. So you did all the interviews for me. So thank you, my friend. That wouldn't have been there without you.
Oh, anytime. And I'm so pleased. You know, that was, for me, a passion project, especially that topic, because it had never before been covered in any kind of broadcast media outlet that reached that many people, Ty. So that, to me, is still a gift that's keeping on giving. And you all can watch it now. Links are up to The Truth About Vaccines. Go check it out. All right, Super D. Well, next time we're going to be live, it's not going to be Wednesday. It's going to be Sunday. We're going to be together at the Cancer Prevention Convention.
Yep. Can't wait, brother. Can't wait to see you there with the whole family.
All right. Big hugs. All y'all going to be there. It's probably going to sell out if it hasn't already. So check it out online. It's there. It's linked up in the upcoming events. In the meantime, TMB, tell them what they need to know before we got to go.
You got to know before we go that the power to heal is yours.
And Super Don's too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.